Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. Welcome one, welcome all. Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. This is your spot that you come to for the weird. I am your host, Barry Johnston. With me, as always, my best friend, my best buddy, Mr. Adam Beebe. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing all right, Bear. How are you, man?
I'm okay, man. I'm very tired, but I'm making it. I'm making it, man.
Yeah.
I'm making it.
Yeah, you're a little punchy, a little tired.
I am.
I just got over a little cold myself, so I'm a little spacey as well.
I'm trying this diet. Well, I did 3 days of fasting, and then I'm kind of like trying to eat healthier.
Right.
It's weird because your body it takes a little while for your body to adjust to that stuff, and yeah. I just kind of feel lethargic a little bit, but I'll be fine. I didn't sleep very well last night, so it's a couple things, you know, compounded upon each other. But yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is at this point. Speaking of not feeling well, in the news, man, we've been watching the coronavirus just, for lack of a better term, take some shape, and it's kind of a little bit scary.
It is scary. It's because we don't know much about it. You know, today, which is, you know, a couple of days before release, it's the 8th confirmed case here in the States.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
My.
Just today, 7th and 8th today in Massachusetts. And of course, it's all people who have come from China. Right. You know, it's kind of one of those things that it's definitely, we don't want people to panic. We don't want to spread anything like that, but it's definitely topical. This is big time in the news. I've got friends who are looking for the disposable type masks, but that are virus proof,
right?
You know, that they'll filter out a virus, you know, and like, they were telling me that they thought they found some online. Then, you know, like the company they bought from conveniently, you know, didn't have any more, but like, there are places like that are selling. People are responding to this panic already,
right?
And jacking up prices.
Yeah.
So it's like hundreds and hundreds of dollars for these types of face mask filters that, you know, would normally be probably, you know, $30-$40.
Yeah.
You know, because they're medical grade. But then, like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, she found some for $100. And then I was looking around like on Amazon, and they're the same type thing that were for like 30 masks or something. Somebody's charging like $500-$600, man. That is so scummy.
That is. That's cheap, quote unquote cheap.
Yeah.
That is just people. It just sometimes they cease to amaze me when it comes to just being ruthless. What's scary about it is my wife has been traveling a lot because her new position in her company, she's got to be gone like 3 days a week, and she has to fly. Mm-hmm. So it's scary, man, because like they're grounded a bunch of these planes, and I think they tried to quarantine a plane that had flown in from China that was landed in Los Angeles or something.
Probably.
Like that.
They're trying to get American citizens out of China, and everybody's going to be quarantined.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to do that because, you know, and that's, I mean, it's like, it's, you know, right now it's like the early stages of a outbreak.
Yeah.
That movie, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think because of the internet, because of instant news and instant information, we're all like really jumping to conclusions with this already.
Yeah, true.
It is bad virus, and because it's a respiratory virus, and those are the worst type to get.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, and it's been declared a worldwide health concern problem, you know. But also the CDC is saying, yeah, it's bad, but, you know, currently, right now, the flu is worse. The flu is deadly, and it's more widespread, so, you know.
I know it's been, well, for flu, it's been just a terrible year. I mean, I don't think I can remember a time when the flu has been worse than what it is now, because there's a couple of different strains floating around right now, And I know that everybody in my household's been sick at least once, if not twice. I got sick twice. I don't know that I had the flu, but I had some weird thing. But, you know, it also makes you wonder, you know, you bring up a good point. It's like we're panicking. You know what I mean? And it's like when I go read about this virus, it appears to me, I could be wrong about this, but it appears to me that if caught early enough, you know, it's not a big deal. I can understand that, you know, kind of like the flu, if you're, you know, maybe elderly or something like that, it could be catastrophic. But it's hard to understand what to make of these things when we're early on in the process of it.
So. Yeah, so, you know, it's crazy, you know, not wanting to, like, be in any way associated to a conspiracy-type podcast, but it does make me posture the question. It makes me some kind of word that can't get out of my mouth. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Question that I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if this is something that was a genetically engineered.
I've seen that.
For biological warfare,
right?
And you know, and it got loose, and you know,
yeah, we're living in crazy times.
Living in crazy times.
Nothing would surprise me when it comes to that. It's funny you said that, because I just saw somebody talk. I think it was on YouTube. I saw somebody talking about that.
Yeah,
but there's so many things you can freak out about. You know, and this is one of those things. A virus is one of those things. Unless you quarantine yourself off in your own home, you just don't ever leave. You have to get out into the world, and you have to do the things that you got to do. Unless you're going to just, you know, sit at home, then what are you going to do? I mean, other than take precautions.
Yeah. Just, you know, make sure you wash your hands, you know.
Right.
You know, if you do feel scared about going out in public, get some of those masks, man.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
You know, wearing a full face mask, you know, maybe that's a bit extreme.
That's rough.
But, you know, hey, if it gets to that point, we can just call our buddy Visitor 10, because, you know, he's got all those leftovers.
Right. No shit. That's right, man. That is right. Well, speaking, that's a hard transition.
Yeah, I'm waiting for your segue.
I don't know, man.
but joining us today, as you began to say, is Anthony, who is your buddy from the food truck, right?
Yeah, he is the chef at the food truck for the Enid Brewing Company here in Enid. And he found out that I had a podcast, and he came up to me and he's like, "Hey man, I heard you got a podcast." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you know, we talk about, you know, just crazy stuff that people experience in life, you know, stories that we all go through." And he's like, "Oh man, I've got some things I'd like to talk about." I said, "Absolutely, man." So we got him on, and he's got some cool stuff, man. He's got some freaky stuff. He got into ghost investigating a little bit. And he's talking about some of those things today in his stories.
Yeah, he got into it fairly young, and it seems. And so he's got some a select story about a particular evening, or a couple of evenings, I think, that he went out on. And then it's really cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. We are going to get into that right now. So let's welcome Anthony. Anthony, what's your weird story?
All right. Well, it's kind of, I had a few stories that I had to narrow down, but this one really kind of was just odd. Back, let's say, in the early 2000s, living here, I was in a paranormal investigation group.
Were you really?
And yeah.
Cool,
and,
man.
Yeah, and I can't say any names, and I can't say the, you know, all that, because I try to get a hold of the person that ran it, and they never got a hold of me, so I don't want any, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, man. We did a tour, and I want to say at least within 30 to 50 miles around this area.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, man, it was pretty rad, because you know, we did this tour that one day, and me and a buddy were pretty psyched to check it out. You know, we visited this real old, this real old church, you know, and it was me, one of my friends, and then a, another friend ran it, ran the group. Mm-hmm. And then they had different people come up. One guy had like military type, like, cameras, you know, ranging from thermal to any type of, it was, we were set up pretty good.
Cool.
And there was no, like, I mean, everything we had, you know, of course cell phones wasn't that great. So, I mean, we were all just using just camera equipment. Mm-hmm. And, well, anyway, we started at the church, you know, walked around, checked it out. It was really, really eerie, whatever. And, we went there, then, we went to this restaurant, and this restaurant was based about the paranormal, like that happened in this warehouse. They turned this warehouse into a restaurant, and it was kind of like based off of that.
Okay, so well, it was like a themed restaurant based off of a haunting or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And that's the one that I'm going to talk about today. We cool. we had another, after that, we stopped at this, it was a, I believe it was an old building. It used to have three stories, which was the attic. And then it was first, it was first a boy's home. Mm-hmm. Then became an insane asylum, then became a nursing home.
Wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's... So it was really cool going on that, but that's another story. Anyway, we went to this, you know, like I said, this warehouse, and it was kind of lame, really. Like they really didn't like the show was like, you know, you get to eat and then you get to walk around and like take pictures and videos and then come back to the groups and then, you know, show off what you got. Well, the food was really like, you know, I don't know, like microwavable Salisbury steak.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of. Yeah. Yeah. So it was. It was just really, really odd, man. And, you know, and I was really kind of feeling it. Me and my buddy, you know, we were really feeling it, but we're like, all right, whatever. So he had a really nice camera at the time. And, and then he let me borrow his recorder, his camera recorder, I mean, and, he was taking pictures. I was filming. And after, you know, everybody sat down, ate, you know, they're like, all right, now you guys get to check it out. So I'm like, all right. So we kind of dispersed, and me and my buddy, we walked around, and it was really, really cool to see this. Like, it's like they sectioned off the restaurant. Everything else is all old. And I don't remember. It was some type of warehouse that they kept, I believe they kept harvesting equipment in.
Okay.
Okay.
And
now, where was this located? Was this in Enid?
It wasn't in Enid, man. I have to get back to the person that was in charge because I cannot remember where the town was. Okay. Because it's in a place where you drive down a road, turn on a dirt road, get back on blacktop, and it's like right in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Well, that's half of Oklahoma right. there.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And the other half is just the same. So.
Right.
So it's like, anyway, yeah. And that, the other building afterwards, that was the same way. In fact, there's no road to get on. We had to go across the field to get to this place.
Oh,
wow. But anyway, yeah, I really should have done better homework on the actual locations, but I don't, like I said, this is like 2002 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So but anyway, we're walking around and, you know, you can hear everybody talking and there's not just our group. There's, you know, couples, and, you know, there's, you know, a few families and just, you know, whatever. Well, we're going through this section where it's like this one room to the bathroom, and then in the other side of the bathroom, it goes and leads to another room. And we're walking through, and, you know, you're hearing all kinds of stuff. So it's, there's no way that we could tell that anything was going on, because you're hearing just chatter, just people talking. And, you know, even this little kid ran up and bumped into us, and, you know, and I was like, man. So getting kind of frustrated, you know, not really seeing anything, people taking pictures showing, you know, what they call orbs or whatever. And, you know, it's hard to, at the time, you know, it's hard to like, okay, is that really what it is? Or is that dust particles, you know, something like that. And, so we're, yeah, we walk through that. He's taken, a bunch of pictures. I'm just taking the whole, like, I'm recording the whole thing. When we get back, they finally, they blew this whistle, and I guess that was the, you know, hey, come back, bell. And we sit down, and everybody's showing off their stuff. They're, people are hooking up to a tube TV, you know, and showing all their pictures. Yeah. And yeah, we get to that point, and I'm like, you know, this is kind of a bust, you know, this is, I mean, I see the attraction, but it wasn't, when you get into it, it wasn't as great.
Yeah.
So we're starting to load equipment up, and I'm talking to my buddy, and he's got, like I said, that guy with the military grade, you know, cameras and everything. We're loading it up, and I just happened to pick up this, just a tub of cords, and I look up, and me and my friend were sitting or standing in the same spot, looking at the same place. And the kid that ran through, we saw him run across the street, which was maybe a good 150 foot from us.
Yeah.
We saw him run across the street and completely disappear.
Whoa.
Like fade. It was like an insane moment. And we just happened to see it at the right time, at the, like, both together. And we both looked at each other, and I was like, did that just happen? We didn't have any footage of that. We didn't have, you know, and so we put the stuff up. We started walking across the street. We're walking down the street to cross, because like, it was on a corner lot, this warehouse. Well, across the street, there was not where we were going. It was not where the street we were on, I'm sorry, but it was across the corner lot. There was an abandoned house, but it looked like it'd been there for years. I mean, it looked like it'd been just, you know, Mother Nature kind of just took over. Well, we stopped, and I was like, you know what? This is not a part, you know, maybe this is, you know, private property, you know, and us being kids are like, eh, whatever. So we start going over, and then the group leader, I said, hey, you guys, come here. So we're like, all right. So we went back, and then we just happened to catch the people that were running the restaurant. And I kind of, you know, I was like, look, man, you know, they were talking about everything, and everybody's had a great time. And I finally said, hey, what's going on with that house across the street? And the couple that run the restaurant, the lady looked at the man and said, did you guys see something over there? We're like, yeah. And that, at the time, we were excited about it. So we told, hey, we saw this and this happened.
Yeah.
We're like, all right. So they're like, all right, come with us. So just like in the movies, we go in, go into this room to go into a smaller room. And they like, yeah, it was pretty weird. They sat us down. They're like, was this the kid that you saw? Because after we, you know, and both of our eyes lit up. The kid, it was a blonde haired kid. I mean,
this is a picture was, you're looking at?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She put up a picture and she goes, is this the kid that you saw? And me and my buddy's eyes lit up. We're like, yeah, you know, and it wasn't like an old timey photo, but you could tell it was like 70s style. You know?
Right. Right.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
And we're like, yes, you know, that's it. And, they're like, all right, the reason why we don't talk about, that we're actually more haunted by the house across the street than we are in here.
Oh shit.
The story goes on the warehouse. There was an accident that happened and it was like 3 to 4, people had died. Mm-hmm. When the accident, it was like just like a machine accident.
Right.
And, you know, they always see, well, that same kid was the same kid that ran and bumped into us in the bathroom. And not only did we see him, but the story goes that the people, there was a family that was related to the family that owned the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And the house burned and the kid was still in there when the house burned.
Wow.
Yeah, so not only did we get that, we never got footage. We saw the footage of me walking through the bathroom.
Yeah.
And all you saw was basically the camera shake. And I go, you know, watch out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all you saw, man. The way that he came and hit me and my buddy who was in front of me, we just assumed that it was just one of the kids that came with the family.
Right.
Right.
But when we sat down, looked around after, you know, everybody was doing the present, you know, they're showing their photos. You know, like, well, no, none of that, he wasn't around. So anyway, that being said, it was just a bizarre, encountering of something that we didn't even, you know, there was no way that, you know, of course, you know, a lot of people were irritated, were like, yeah, whatever, but, you know. It was really a weird and cool thing to get wrapped up, even though the story was sad.
Yeah.
Mm. The kid, you know, that kid, they see the kid all the time running around there. When more people show up, the more he tries to interact.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know if anybody else, no one came up and said they saw the kid, but it was one of the most bizarre. And like, to me, I've seen a lot of, you know, I don't mess with Ouija boards.
Yeah.
I've been in the same room with one.
Yeah.
And I've seen a seance, but I don't mess with that.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most insane interactions I've ever been.
Well, you're a smart man for not digging like that.
Well, yeah.
We've heard some stories. Yeah. How old was the kid?
He was between the ages, well, when he died, he was 9 years old.
Okay.
But he looked way, I mean, he looked like he was malnourished. I mean, he looked like he was 6, 5 maybe. Mm. But they said when he passed away, he was 9. He was, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed boy. I mean.
Was he solid when you first saw him? Solid.
Like I said, me and my buddy felt him, you know, crazy, when he man. Ran through, yeah. When he ran through the bathroom, like it's an insane thing when your mind tries to be logical. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you don't accept, you know, when you don't accept like it's a possibility, you're like, no, there has to be that kid has to be somewhere. That can be. But with that occurrence and then what we saw run across the street, mm-hmm. and then the story, it's just like how is that not weird? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well you didn't know. You saw the thing and which made you go, hey, what about this? And then they're like, well, even though that's not part of why you guys were there, you know, they shed some light on that, which is like kind of affirms your feeling about, you know, your about what you saw, man. That's just so crazy.
Yeah.
It really like we were, you know, after that happened, we went to the, you know, like I said, that other, the other building, that was the last thing. We were actually staying the night in that insane asylum.
Oh.
And, you know, there was a lot that happened that night too. And, which, you know, I mean, I don't know if you guys have time. I can delve into that one.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Please.
Well, after, like I said, after we went that, you know, we were talking about it and, you know, like, of course, you know, us being teenagers and, you know, a couple of guys in our group, they're like, all right, whatever, you know, you guys had your fun. Well, going to this, it seemed like it took forever because it was at night. We were in this, they rented out a van for us to all be in and got to the place. Like I said, we went across this field. And have you ever seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
Not the remake, like the early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
You remember the house that they lived in? Uh-huh. Like, you know, you got them like 4 to 6 pillars.
Yeah.
It kinda resembled to that.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that picture, by the way, but
Send it to us if you can.
But we got up to it. Of course, there's no electricity, no nothing. So, you know, it's already nighttime and we're getting everything set up. We're getting lights set up, you know, and there's, like I said, there's 2 floors. There's an elevator shaft in the center of the building. And we couldn't use it, of course. And it was bizarre, man. I mean, like I said, all these rooms you walk in, and it's like they just got up and left their stuff.
Wow.
I mean, there's still shoes at the foot of the bed. They're still clothes. Yeah, it was,
man.
We were stoked. We were so excited to get into this. So
that's a true ghost hunter's feeling.
The creepier, the better.
Right.
Exactly. Well, the awesome thing about, like, being there, they're like, you guys are not going to believe what's in the basement. And they're like, okay, what? Can we go down there? And they're like, yeah, you know. And so we went down. Half of the basement, it was a cafeteria.
Okay.
For the, okay. Yeah. And then the other half was a barbershop.
Okay.
And it looked like, do you know the barbershop that's downtown?
Yeah, Blue Jays?
It looked very similar to that, but it was more colorful. Like they had the old chairs.
Yeah.
They had
old,
I mean,
school
they still
looking.
Had,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And it was all the razors were still metal with the old razors,
straight,
you know.
Razors,
and,
yeah.
And then they started doing, like, as, you know, investigators do of that kind, they started, you know, all right, we're going to shut the lights off.
Oh,
they shut the lights off, man. You cannot see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah,
it was
fuck
pitch
that,
black.
Dude. There's no way I can deal with that, man.
Yeah, the only time I want that is if I'm napping or going to sleep. Right. I don't want that when I'm going to sleep. I want a little bit of light coming on somewhere, man.
They turned the lights off and they were trying to get some EVP. What was I don't believe they got anything. I don't remember if they did or not, but we left. We went back upstairs, and then most of the night was kind of a bust. You know, we were just checking out places, you know. There was no, it already had been ransacked, so, you know, you had your stragglers come in, try to find, you know, stuff to sell.
Right.
So there was nothing really valuable. They had a few places where it was just like, it looked like, the way they had everything stacked, it looked like bodies, but it was just clothes on clothes on clothes. Mm-hmm. And, but it was like, in a way where the t-shirt was tucked into the pant. It was weird, man.
Wow.
It was all stacked up. And then it got to like maybe 1:30. It was about 2:00 in the morning. And my buddy, we're sitting down, we're on the first floor. Mm-hmm. And he goes and sits down. He's like, dude, I'm not really getting anything, you know, other than, you know, cool pictures of like, it's like I said, they just got up and walked out.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not getting anything either. Well, we're sitting there and you could see people walking around and where we're at. And where we're at, we're not, you can't see directly down the hallway. Like, we're on the corner of the first floor hallway. We're sitting mm-hmm. down next to the wall. But we're not in the center of, like, you can see down the other side of the hallway. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, around the corner.
Right.
My buddy was sitting right next to me. He was more towards down the hallway, like, looking down the hallway. I couldn't see around the corner. I was still kind of facing.
Uh-huh. How big was this place?
Like I said, it was two-story. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as, like, large as that. You know, like I painted a picture on the Chainsaw Massacre. Like, it wasn't that large.
Yeah.
But it was big enough. Let's say, trying to think of the, let's go with the county courthouse.
Okay.
Now, it was about that, the what do you call it, square footage. Okay. About that square footage.
Okay.
But like I said, it was only two story. It's not, you know,
how for those of us,
it's a pretty good size. It's
who are,
yeah,
it's, how big about, Barry, can you tell me how big roughly what that is?
It's gosh, probably
is it like a barn or a high school basketball court gym or something, or like?
Well, it's all brick, and it's, man,
I would say that if you took a basketball court and you put it, stacked it up, you know, one on top of it itself, you know, about that, it'd probably be about that size.
Okay.
Yeah.
About I'm just size. Trying to get a, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah. And I mean, like I said, it was like, I don't know if you guys, well, it was like, you know, you're going down a hallway. It's like perfectly square. There's no, you know, I mean, it was a big, massive brick box. And in the center was the elevator shaft.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that's how we were sitting. We were sitting all the way almost to where we could see the down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, my buddy was, I wasn't, I couldn't see down. Well, anyway, he made a noise to where I looked over and I saw him and I was like, man, what's wrong? He's like, oh my God, I just saw something. Of course, it was, you know, it was bigger than that. But I was like, what? And he said he saw a woman in a nightgown, but he saw the back end of her turn like around the corner. Now, mind you, it is 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. Well, he freaks out because it's not too far from us. You know what I mean? And with everything that happened at that restaurant, you know, something was going on.
Right.
Well,
right.
He started making noise about it. And the guy with all the military style cameras. I say that because it was actually just high quality cameras. He was in the military, so I just kind of put two and two together. But he was one that really was irritated about like us seeing something and him not seeing anything. So he decided, he's like, you know, he came up to us and he's like, look, you guys are going to have to chill out. You need to stop with the, everybody's trying to find something. You need to stop making noise. And so my buddy's like, hey man, you know, and he's got this little man syndrome and tried to, you know, start some stuff. And anyway, there was a crowd and we're all kind of arguing and everything. And then, no one was believing my friend, and he has no reason to lie. He has no reason to, like, you know, he's a great guy anyway, but, I believed him just by the look on his face.
Mm.
And, we get to a point of, you know, everybody's like, it's broken up. It's split up. The group is like, all right, these kids are liars. You know, they're just causing stuff. Because we're actually the only ones that are young. Everybody else is like 40 plus up.
Right. Yeah.
And they break up. The lady that's doing the tour, the group leader, she breaks up the argument and everything. She's like, all right, you guys just go this way. You guys stay here, which she was telling us to stay. Mm-hmm. She's like, just kind of hang out. If anybody needs help, just go help them. And my buddy, he was like, he kind of just, you know, after a while, we were kind of joking around. He's like, dude, wouldn't it be crazy if we could grab that fire extinguisher that was on the wall and maybe catch the what's the word? Is it apparition or the? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, there's no way that would work. Well, us being teenagers, I grabbed it, ran up, grabbed it, and I just turned it on. It was the old style. It was all powder. Mm-hmm. So it caused a massive, you know. Yeah, it was all cloudy and dusty and. If they weren't pissed at us then, they were 10 times. And they all started running towards us, like, because they thought something had exploded or something happened. And as soon as they figured out what I was doing, you know, we were all arguing and fighting. And then the group leader turned around and you heard it. Oh, my God, is what she said. And everybody stopped. And to this day, I swear to you that there was footprints that just appeared in the on all the powder that was on the floor.
Whoa! Like
it everybody, yeah,
started walking on it. Oh, exactly. Shit.
Yeah. So,
how many of them? How many footprints were there? Do you remember?
Like I said, when I told you we were looking down the hallway.
Yeah.
It was the same hallway that he saw the person walk around the corner. And like I said, we were joking and everything. I mean, the powder had, it was, I could say maybe 10 feet. I mean, 10 footsteps. Cause the powder went it went from where we were sitting and I just blew it, you know?
Yeah.
Were these anyway, like, were they shooed or were they barefoot or?
Barefoot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even freakier.
I'm gonna, since you want the picture of the, I still have the picture of the, like I said, of the place, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna try and see if she'll ever get a hold of me. I'm gonna try to see if I can, because I know people took pictures, right. And I don't believe that there's any video. That camera was his, and we were young and dumb anyway, so we probably, I don't know what happened to it, but. I'm going to try and see if I can get some photo evidence just to kind of back up to, cause man, that was, and after that there was like, I was out of it. Like I didn't even do it again, but that my first ghost tour, I was able to catch a few things that don't know, man. It was like, to me, like I said, I've seen a lot, and I've seen, you know, weird and odd stuff going on through life. And I'm, you know, of course I'm only 34, but, when it comes to kids,
yeah,
dude, that's it for me. I can't do it. I can't, you know what I mean?
Oh, me too. You know, it's one of the creepiest things.
Yeah, man. And it's, and it goes to the fact that, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from, what, you know, but any kid, any child, it's all innocence. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when you see that in that type of, you know, it's like, I don't know, man, I lose it. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I can barely watch scary movies with kids in them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, those two are kind of my weird stories. I do, like I said, have a few more.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. You probably knew that already because you're listening or downloaded to the episode off of your iTunes or your Spotify or whatever place you get your podcast from. We want to thank you for listening. We also want to remind you to like us, follow us, subscribe to us, make sure that you get your new podcast episode every week. We'd also like to ask you to rate and review so that we can grow our audience, we can have more friends, we can have more stories. So thanks for listening to What's Your Weird Story.
I don't know if I really understand that realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not religious, you know?
Yep.
I'm not, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, of course, there's all kinds of, you know, theories, of course, or you got your people that, you know, delve into that. But I
don't think anybody's truly an expert in that, because it's an area that we, as much as we try, we cannot scientifically record, you know, all these things, you know, and consistently. And that's, of course, the basis of science is being able to reproduce results. And you can't really do that. And so, you know, a lot of it's cultural, a lot of it's what you personally believe, you know, and you're, you know, if you are religious or not, you know, so yeah, man, I mean, it's one of those things. And I think admitting that you don't know is probably the wisest thing about it all, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, man.
Yeah.
And not only that, but then when you get into stuff, you know, I mean, of course I've read a lot. I've tried to understand the concept of, you know, afterlife, but it's like you said, we really don't, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I've even read about, you know, the DMT that we create our bodies,
right?
And then, you know, people have doing experiments with that, and it's right. Like
every living, most living things that we know of create DMT.
Yeah,
yeah, and we talk about that on this podcast a little bit.
Well, a lot whenever Tron was on. We had one of our guests spoke a lot about his own personal explorations DMT and ayahuasca rituals. So,
oh man. See, that's something that it's like you said, you know, you look at something and you want it to be a certain thing, but that's where it's hard to understand the line right there.
Right.
To where you want it to be,
right?
Versus logically, you know what I mean.
Well, we live in a world where there's rules, right? You know, there's laws that govern the way that we think, not just with, you know, the actual laws of the state and the government, but also the laws of the universe and what we understand as is the reality.
Yeah.
Is a small fraction of what reality really is. And I always say that people that are against those things are usually people that have never tried it or are closed to that. Because really, it does change your perspective on things. And if anything, what it shows you is that we're only able to see a small portion of what's really going on. And these hauntings and UFO sightings and all these weird things that we see and we experience, who knows what it's a part of? I mean, it's a part of something greater than ourselves. And we can't pretend like we know it all. You know, I think people that do pretend like they know it all, it's just that, it's pretend, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody that tells you they got all the answers, they don't.
Yeah.
They have very few.
Right.
No, you're right.
You know, reality is a lot about your own personal perception and also what we collectively agree of what reality is.
And so, and how far you'll allow yourself to go with your mind. Some people are scared of that. I always thought about this with folks that have mental issues, or what we call mental issues. Was it the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Great movie.
They're talking about, like, maybe they're not the crazy ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you know, there's just a sense of reality that people are living through that we aren't able to understand because we're sort of grounded in this, like, you know, this world with logic, or what we seem, what we think is logic. It's only logic because we agree that these are the rules, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, because, you know, I would be dumb to say that there's nothing out there. You know, I'd be ignorant to say that there's, you know, not, I mean, everything is just so vast. Everything is so, compared to what we got going on, it is so small.
Right.
It's so small, and what we've done, I mean, it's not that long, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, you know, and it, to go back to what I saw and how I felt, nobody can take that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And exactly. It's like exactly what you said. You know, it's on your own perception.
Right.
And I feel like going through and being able to go through it, you know, my curiosity my curiosity wants to keep going, but it's almost like I'm, like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to, know what I mean? Like, seeing seances and, you know, like I said, the Ouija board,
right.
You know, I've seen things happen and it's like, I'm not, you know what, man, that's not for me. Like, right. I can't understand it. And then normally, like, if I don't understand something, I'll try to, but when it's something weird or out of this realm or out of this, like, it's just so far beyond my understanding.
Right.
Normally I just take it how it is, you know, like,
when you can't have control over that thing, that's where it gets weird. I think people that dabble in that in that kind of stuff is, you just got to be careful. We've had some people on that talk about, you know, their experiences with that. You know, everybody has their own threshold of what they're willing to get into, or, but I think that you need to be, you know, cautious, because you don't know exactly what it is that you're dealing with. Like, you know, if this thing has the ability to show itself or to make an imprint in, you know, the powder on the floor, or like we had a guy on, just the last podcast, who got hit in the chest so hard that it, like, knocked his air out and he was thrown back. Like, if they can do that, there's a lot of other shit that can, you know, mental stuff that they can do.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know if that's a door I personally want to open. And what is it with all these fucking basements, man? What is it? It's like
I don't get it.
All these stories that we've had lately, at least, man, have to do with a basement, you know? And it's like,
well, you know, I mean, really, basement is where are all the scary bad things? Where do they live?
Right.
They live in the darkest, scary parts, you know, the unseen bad things. You know, I mean, there's also, you know, I mean, you've got, you know, horrible, bad people that are out in the daylight and, you know, in front of cameras and, you know, and wherever, you know, we either know it or we don't know, you know, there's a side to them, but still in the darkness in them is, you know, hidden away in a dark place in their basement, in their body or whatever. But, you know, so yeah, man, I mean, it makes sense that, you know, the basement is the place where you keep things out of sight, and it is our cave that we hold on to. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. It's an interesting way to feel like, you know, I was at the house, you know, not too long ago doing an estate sale, and the basement was massive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Four rooms that had a wine cellar, but it was just like, you know, the guy had kept all of his, you know, toy tractors in this massive dresser. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and it was like, it was that, and then just little things, you know, like little figures that was separate from, it was the same type of little, like little farmer figures.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was separate from all that. They in a different area. And it was like, you know, when you think of something that happens and you know, you're right. Basements are weird, man.
They have, there's something to be said about things that are owned by someone. Like they put, when they put their energies into that, you know, there's
collections.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are things that people have spent time, effort, money on, and there's no getting around that. They're like, this sounds weird, but there'll be times when I'm in a possession of something and have had maybe held something, and I'm like, there's something about this that presents itself. There's something about it. There's something about the weight of it. There's something about the feeling that you get when you hold the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. That could be a lot of different things, man.
I get that feeling every time I'm taking my leap.
Right. See, hey, you get a lot of real estate to work with. Yeah. No. Yeah. But no, it's cool. It's cool stuff, man. I appreciate you coming on here, man. And,
man,
you know,
thank you so much. You know, like I said, you know, if, I've got a bunch more. So, you know, whenever you guys,
well, yeah, yeah, yeah. You, anytime you want, come on, man, you're more than welcome.
Barry, what do you think that people find the most far-fetched? Ghost stories or aliens as being the more unbelievable?
I would say aliens.
You know, I would agree with that probably too, because I think with ghosts, there's a part of the belief system that is abound throughout the world, and we want to have some kind of assurance of some form of life after death.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with aliens, it's unknown for sure. It's completely unknown. We have only our imagination. We don't have a lot of universal stories that we agree upon that these things exist, maybe.
To believe in aliens is to believe that we are not the sole existence of this world, which goes against a lot of belief systems.
It definitely does. But, you know, the great thing about what we're doing here is we are open to all your stories about ghosts or aliens or anything in between or anything outside of. We're not here to judge. We're here to just talk and to share. And we don't want you to think you're crazy, because you're not.
Well, great stuff. Great stuff,
thank you,
man.
Thank you, Anthony.
So those
awesome stories, man.
I think that the story about his ghost trip, where they go to eat at the restaurant, and
yeah, the restaurant,
seeing a kid like that, something about children as ghosts that is so freaky to me.
Yeah. Well, and also the fact that they had physical contact.
Yeah.
Because the kid ran by him and knocked into him.
No kidding. So weird, man.
And then they got taken to the secret room,
yeah,
you know, has right. the private conversation about the ghost kid that they don't right. normally talk about. That's pretty intense.
It is. And I think what sealed the deal on that story for me was when he said that he saw the kid, but there was no mention of it. Nobody said anything to him. And then they mm-hmm. went to the owner and were like, they'd mentioned that. And they're like, oh, my gosh, you saw that. You know, it's like that just confirmed to me in the story that what he had seen was real. You know, mm-hmm. it'd be hard to make something like that up if you didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good stuff, man.
Definitely, man. And then, of course, the haunted institution, whatever
yes.
it was there. I can't remember if it was either way, whatever was that place.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I want to go experience one of those places like that.
Getting me in a place like that would be in daylight would be
that's what I mean.
Bad enough, man.
I mean daylight. I don't want to be there overnight.
I could probably do daylight, but yeah. at night and in that kind of an atmosphere and that I can pass.
Yeah, I love the fact that he and his friend drummed up the. You know, the idea to, I think a great idea would be if we grab the fire extinguisher and yeah. let it off in the hallway. That'll really make people happy.
Yeah, right. So, well, they'd already kind of pissed everybody off for actually right. seeing stuff.
Right.
So then be more rambunctious and then only for that to, show people, the evidence of the
right.
the footprints, man.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty cool coincidence that, they pissed everybody off, but then everybody's like, oh my God, you guys yeah. actually might have found something here. That's a very cool thing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Well, awesome. That's good. Great stories again, Anthony. Thank you. Well, we definitely have to get you back on to share some more of your stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, I want to hear some more of those investigative stories.
Yeah,
we've gotten a few of those lately, and they're a lot of fun. And I really would like, if people have those types of stories, the investigative type stories, I'd love if they would get in touch with us. We're building sort of a little community of people that, mm-hmm. They have different experience levels in this type of stuff, and it'd be cool if we got more of those types of stories.
Well, we're it's cool. We get all kinds of stories. We want to get all kinds of stories, but it would not just those type of stories, Barry, but people who investigate like UFOs and yeah. Bigfoot
yep.
or, just had encounters, people who got weird jobs like morticians, man, dude, I don't know if you've ever met a mortician, but morticians have some amazing stories,
yeah,
gross sure. stories
yes.
that you don't get to hear in everyday life, and those are great.
Definitely.
Totally respect morticians. They do certainly do a job that is needed.
Absolutely.
But it is weird, quote yes. unquote, because it's unusual from the normal. Just about everybody else is normal. Well,
you have to have a comfortability, especially in the Western culture.
The way we look at death.
Yeah, we treat death in such a different way. There's a lot of yeah. fear based around it.
Yeah.
But you're right. Every mortician I've ever met, and I've met a few, have just got the craziest stories, man. I was talking to a girl one time. She was a mortician out in California, and she was telling me a story that she's driving down the road with a body in the back, and it had the muscle contractions, and it raised up in the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so it was like, yeah. sit up in the back, and I'm like, there's no way I would have lasted. I would have pulled off the side of the road, man, and run up the hills, man. There's no way.
For sure, man. For sure. So yeah, so you know, if you got anybody that's out there that's a mortician, or you know somebody is, or you know you got some other job that is just unusual. You know, we've talked to some clowns in the past. We're gonna be talking to some clowns again in the future.
Great. Yeah.
One of the things that we've always gone with here is weird covers a lot of ground, and it doesn't have to just be ghosts, and it doesn't just have to be UFOs or cryptids like Bigfoot and, you know, or vampires or anything like that. It could be, you know, it could be anything, man. True crime and all sorts of stuff. So, you know,
yeah,
don't think that you may not be eligible for the podcast.
Absolutely.
Because you don't think your stories are, you know, weird enough or whatever, for whatever reason. You know, get a hold of us and we'll see, you know, we'll talk to you and we'll find out, because, you know, we can pull the weird out of you.
That's right. So. And oftentimes when people think they don't have such a weird story, it turns out that, yeah, it is pretty weird. You know, most people think that they live a pretty boring, normal, square life, but life itself is weird enough. So
yeah, and everybody's got great stories to share, weird stories to share, that, you know, but you've heard them, you lived them, so they're not that weird or unusual to you.
Right. Exactly. So hey, before we get out of here, who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Cubs, you think?
Yeah, well, yeah,
I think it's Cubbies. Yeah, gonna go close. All the way.
Yeah, it's close.
I don't think it's a much of a far stretch from anyone's imagination that I don't really keep up with the sports balls. But
I'm just glad it's not the Patriots for the thousandth time. I mean, you know, good Lord. but we're gonna have a little bit of a, not a party, but just kind of a chill. Yeah. Situation tomorrow. I'm going to cook some food, some snacky type football pregame type stuff for the family. And yeah, I don't even know if I'll make it through the whole game, but
that'll be nice.
Yeah. I'll watch some of it. But
yeah, I can't even think of the last time that I watched a Super Bowl.
I do know there was that time that we watched the Super Bowl over at one of the pastor's house. Mm-hmm. And that was the Redskins. And I remember that because that was when, what's his name, the quarterback, Joe
Montana?
Gosh dang it, he broke his leg and it was nasty. It was the compound fracture, I think that was the game when he broke his leg, and it was just it was Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann.
Man, dude, it was nasty. I think that was that Super Bowl, but I do remember that, and that was a long time ago. It's like,
yeah, well, you know, sounds good to me.
Yeah. So, hey, enjoy the Super Bowl. Hopefully you did enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
If you were so inclined. And, yeah. So, that's all I got.
Cool. Well, join us next week. We've got some more spooky stories for you, some more ghostly tales with our guest, John. And,
ooh, yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah, we got some cool photographic evidence already in our possession. I'm getting tingly just thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
So have a good week, everybody, and you'll hear us very soon. In the meantime, be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.